Dateline, choose me on the phone. We should have Katie Everingham. How are you, mate?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Now, congratulations. Dateline's brand new album, It's All Downhill From Here, came out last week on streaming in various formats such as vinyl. People can grab it from Bandcamp and stuff. You've also got a show coming up in October, which is actually not too far away now, at Whammy Bar with support from The Protection and Bub. But I guess first and foremost, doubling back to the album, tell us about the new album and how did it all come together?
How does it come together? That's a good question. Okay, I'll come back in a second. The album was written with a new band. There were a couple of songs that I'd started like years ago, but they took a while to kind of land where they ended up. But then, yeah, moved to Wellington, started a new band with a few people down here, and we worked on the songs and, you know, had a weekend booked in with John to do some recording and just decided to try smash out a whole album.
Did you do the whole album in a weekend with, was it Jonathan Pierce from The Beths, right?
Yeah, that's right. We did do, like, we probably got maybe 80 or 90% of it done in the weekend. Sorry, I'm multitasking because my toddler's carrying a bowl of porridge around the lounge. Thank you. So we probably got maybe 80 or 90% of it done with John that weekend and then just did a bit of extra, like, vocals and some overdubs and stuff after that weekend. But it was quite good. I mean, that weekend was like a year ago now, but by my usual standards, it was a pretty quick turnaround to get the album done.
Yeah, to pull it together in a weekend is pretty good going. Were you playing with a new band? Had you guys done much playing together before you knocked it out of, was it Vogel Moon Hall?
Yeah, that's right. Probably by the time, I've lived here like 2 years now, so I guess we'd been playing together for a year or so, which I guess, I don't know, the older you get, the shorter time feels, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But it still felt pretty fresh, but then when I say it, I'm like, oh, that's quite a while. We'd probably played together for about a year and then had finished the songs for the album, or like almost finished the songs for the album, and yeah, then recorded it, and by the time it sort of was all mixed, mastered, everything was done, another year has flown by.
And now you've mentioned that It's All Downhill From Here leans into the classic 90s alternative influences. How do bands like the Smashing Pumpkins, Hole and Weezer specifically shape the sound of this album?
I wonder how deliberate it was. I sort of grew up on 90s grungy music, I think, because my brother's 12 years older than me, so he would bring home, you know, tapes and CDs like Smashing Pumpkins and Blind Melon and other stuff that I think has definitely influenced what I like to listen to and kind of what I like to write now. So yeah, I guess just those like big guitars, high energy, even if it's not necessarily fast, but like kind of chugging high energy loud rock music. Which I have tried to write for some of the songs, at least.
Yes. I mean, with the move to Wellington a couple of years ago and the new band, how did the move and the new band members influence the songwriting and or recording process for this one?
I wrote the song sort of largely by myself, at least like the initial sort of structure and lyrics and things, and then I'd take it to band practice and we would keep shaping the songs together. Hikarangi and Phoebe, who are the rhythm section, are both jazz musicians, so I think that they've got some really interesting skill and ideas and stuff that they've brought along, and sometimes that's been a bit challenging in the sense that I'll be like, yeah, this is done, and then they'll come up with an idea that is conceptually a little tricky for me to understand initially, but yeah, they just sort of brought their backgrounds, and Ruben, who plays guitar, also loves, like, he played in covers bands for ages and just loves loud rock music, so he's definitely influenced a lot of the songs with, like, the pedal choices and, you know, solo choices and stuff that he's made. So it's been quite collaborative, even though the initial songwriting just tends to start with me and an acoustic guitar.
Excellent. Now, just to reiterate for people, Dateline, it's all downhill from here, out on all streaming platforms. And if people want to grab a copy of the record on vinyl, I'm assuming it's at all good record stores, and or just make the head to Bandcamp.
Yeah, or they can just buy it at Holiday Records. They're just maybe like 2 weeks away from being ready to go out. So, yeah, any of those options will be great.
Ah, fantastic. And if people want to grab tickets to the October 5th show at Whammy Bar with The Protection and Bub, are we looking at Under the Radar for tickets?
Yes. So, unfortunately, Bub can't play. Bub is the project of my beloved friend Priya, who said yes to the gig and forgot she was going to be in Australia, which is classic.
Yes.
And so that's a shame, because she's amazing and her music's amazing. But we will have Alan from Castle Cliff Lights, which is a band from Whanganui. She's going to be in Auckland, so she's going to play, which will be great. And it will be, The Protection are amazing as well. And yeah, you can get tickets at Under the Radar. And it would be really super cool for me if people came.
Excellent. Hey, Katie from Dateline, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning. We're going to go out on Home Fires. What can you tell us about this track?
Yeah, cool. We don't play this one heaps, but I would describe it as a postnatal love song that I wrote for my partner, like maybe a month or two after she gave birth to our daughter. So, yeah, I guess that's what I can say about it. It's a postnatal love song.
Excellent. Hey, Katie, thank you very much, and we'll catch you in Auckland in the very near future. I'm just pulling up that date once again.
Yeah, October 5th.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Cheers, mate.
See ya, thanks.